Here's Save-On's radio bargain of the day, gang. Only at Save-On drugstores, only today, Friday, only a dollar for two handsome top-quality neckties. Well, you could pay twice as much for these beautifully tailored ties elsewhere, so select a Father's Day gift he's sure to appreciate, a tie, at today's savings. These are regular 69-cent ties in conventional and slim continental widths with a range of fabrics, including wrinkle-resistant Dacron polyesters. They're solid colors, sporty prints, and stripes, even paisley.
Isn't that romantic?
Today, two neckties, only a dollar, at your neighborly Save-On drugstore where there's a great selection of Father's Day gifts, and they'll gift wrap your purchases free.
Save-On!
Remember today's radio bargain, a wide selection of regular 69-cent quality neckties, two for only a dollar at Save-On tonight till 10. Tell them Jeff Edwards sent
you. Such a generous man.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's 7 o'clock. It's time for the news. It's KMPC. Jeff Edwards here for Whitting Hill. I'll see you after the news.
The sound of tomorrow from the studios of tomorrow. KMPC Los Angeles, dedicated to better understanding through better communication.
Good morning, everyone. Hugh Brundage, KMPC News with Breakfast Report. Presented by the Ask For Motor Oil, Pennzoil, the 100% pure Pennsylvania oil that contains Z7, needs no other additive of any kind. Death and destruction rode into the southwestern Minnesota town of Tracy on high winds last night. At least 8 persons lost their lives. Authorities are surveying the damage to buildings and other property. R.J. Bauman, Civil Defense Director for Lyon County, describes what he saw in his morning rounds.
Right downtown, it isn't too bad, other than we've got a bunch of generators and rescue trucks and police and so on. But on the outskirts of town, on the southwest corner and the south side of town, is about demolished. I think they figure there's some 300 and some odd houses destroyed. There's one yard, I think I saw 3 cars in one yard turned over, and different places there's cars wrapped around trees and things like this.
That was R.J. Bauman, Civil Defense Director for Lyon County, Minnesota. Other twisters caused injuries and damage in Iowa, and heavy storms thundered all across the Midwest from Kansas to Wisconsin. Time at KMPC News, 1 minute 50 seconds past 7 o'clock. Let's talk for a minute about the car you're driving today. It's a much better car than cars used to be. Today's automobiles cost more to buy and more to repair, and we drive them longer and harder between oil changes. They give motor oil a beating it's never had to take before. Now, that's an important fact. Think about it, and you'll agree. The car you're driving today needs the best motor oil you can buy. That's why more and more people are asking for Pennzoil motor oil. You put your mind at ease when you put this famous pure Pennsylvania oil in your crankcase. It's a tough film oil that doesn't break down. And it's nice to know, you get this extra Pennzoil protection and save money, too. Why? Because Pennzoil contains Z7. You need buy no extra additive. More than ever before, your car needs Pennzoil. How do you get Pennzoil? Ask for it. Wherever you go for gasoline or service, when you need motor oil, ask for Pennzoil. Saigon is bracing against the threat of an enemy intensive and prolonged artillery barrage. Roger Norum details the story from the Vietnam capital city.
Four bursts from a communist recoilless rifle struck the sprawling Tansanud air base during the early morning hours. However, casualties and damage were termed light. A number of rumors have been circulating the capital that the Viet Cong planned massive shellings of Saigon beginning on Monday. One report says that 100 rockets and mortars will hit the city every day for 100 days, beginning Monday. Meanwhile, GIs were on a sweep northwest of here when they found 4 sampans sunk in about 5 feet of water. Inside the boats, more than 80 mortars were found, as well as warheads and accessories for the deadly 122-millimeter rocket that has harassed Saigon recently. 7 cases of ammunition for the Russian-made AK-47 rifle were also in the
On the Vietnam political scene, the South Vietnam cabinet has voted to fire their Minister of State, Phan Quang Dan, because he made a statement while in the United States that he favored negotiating peace with the Viet Cong. Locally, high school pranks led to the pokey for several West Valley students overnight. Don Reed was on the scene for KMPC News, describes an unusual use of Sig Alert.
Well, it was obvious that something was up when a dozen high school students bought out all the toilet tissue in a market. It started in fun. The senior class at Granada High School in San Fernando Valley lined the trees with tissue. And then a policeman was pelted with eggs, and about 300 students raced through the school late last night, turning over benches. The trash cans were stacked in a pyramid. Some of the windows were broken. Running on the rooftops caused damage. Painting was on the walls. Looking out in the morning hours is just two words. It's a mess. Toilet tissue strung everywhere. I talked to a number of students who will graduate today. They said they didn't plan this, that fellows from other schools came over and things just got out of hand. Seven teenagers were taken into custody. It was the first time a Sig Alert was used to advise parents to come to a high school to get their children. A custodian looking out over the scene this morning came up with a suggestion. He said, let's get every one of those kids out here and make them clean up every scrap before they get their diploma today. Well, anyway, that's Granada High School in the morning hours. San Fernando Valley, KMPC News. Don Reed.
This portion of Breakfast Report presented by Pennzoil with Z7, the motor oil that's asked for by more people than any other brand. To get this famous pure Pennsylvania oil every time you need oil, ask for it. At new car dealers and garages and at the service stations where you like to buy your gasoline, Pennzoil is worth asking for. Time now to touch bases with our traffic tag team umpires. First, Paul Pierce and KFPC Day Cruiser 2.
Ben, under partly cloudy skies, and traffic is beginning to busy up down here, but moving well. We have one accident reported on the inbound Harbor Freeway around the Manchester area somewhere. Seems to be a minor accident and off to the side, not causing any great problems. Let's go to Dave DeSoto in Day Cruiser 3, Orange County Way.
No freeway traffic problems down this way either. Lots of people on the freeways. They're driving nicely. Jim Hicklin is rotating up above it in one of KMPC's airwatch units.
As we left the valley, we saw traffic on the Ventura Freeway was still getting along okay as you make the transition to the inbound Hollywood, which is beginning to slow down now in the Cuenca Pass. Then it picks up, slows again at Vermont, and continues very heavy into the downtown area. And I tried to get out on the San Bernardino Freeway, but ran into a little bit of cloud over there right at the junction of the Golden State, so we'll play around here in the valley until it burns off, which should be shortly. And traffic below is on the Golden State Freeway. Looking at it from the Glendale on across towards the East Los Angeles Interchange is moving well, and inbound traffic on the Pasadena is just beginning to get heavy. It's still moving smoothly. No accidents here that I've seen. KMPC Airwatch helicopter number one is clear.
Time at KMPC News, 7 minutes, 30 seconds past 7.
Do you want to know something fantastic? The new Culligan automated electronic water softeners don't have timer clocks.
No timer clock? Go on. All automatic water softeners have timer clocks.
Not since the Culligan breakthrough. They've invented a new sensing device. Just like a refrigerator senses the need for cold, or a thermostat senses the need for heat, the new Culligan senses the need for soft water.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. The new Culligan recharges only when you need more soft water, on demand, like a water heater. You save on salt, you never run out of soft water. It's patented. It's called the Aqua Sensor.
The what?
The Aqua Sensor.
Oh, like a movie sensor.
No, it's an electronic sensing device. Look, why don't you call your Culligan man?
All right. Hey, Culligan man.
He'll tell you all about it.
Oh, good. I think these technical discussions are just fascinating.
In a move to avoid criticism of the handling of the assassination of Senator Robert Kennedy, such as occurred following the Dallas slaying of his brother, President John F. Kennedy, a special 23-man team of Los Angeles policemen has been formed to run down every lead in the case. The unit has been instructed to treat the question of a conspiracy with an open mind. Grand jury testimony released yesterday discloses that the day before the assassination, Sirhan Sirhan fired hundreds of rounds from a .22-caliber pistol at a target range, asked an expert how to achieve better accuracy. It has also been disclosed that a girl in a polka dot dress was standing with Sirhan at the time of the shooting. KMPC Sports reports Angel third baseman Paul Shaw remains in a Cambridge, Massachusetts hospital this morning after being hit by a Jose Santiago fastball in Boston yesterday, where he suffered a hairline fracture of his skull. The Angels face the Washington Senators at Anaheim after defeating the Red Sox 4-2 yesterday. KMPC will air tonight's battle with the Washington Senators beginning at 7:35. In other American League action, Detroit topped Minnesota 3-1. Oakland was a 1-0 winner over Cleveland in 11 innings. In the National League, Pittsburgh edged San Francisco 8-7. The Cubs downed Cincinnati 8-4. St. Louis trimmed Atlanta 3-1. And Philadelphia nipped Houston 3-2. The Dodgers were idle. Leon Wagner has changed uniforms again, going to the White Sox from Cleveland in exchange for outfielder Russ Snyder. In college baseball in the World Series, USC shaded St. John 7-6 to remain unbeaten. The weather, mostly sunny skies today and tomorrow, but some night and early morning coastal low clouds and fog. Slightly warmer in the Los Angeles area today, with a Civic Center high of near 83 degrees forecast. And that's Breakfast Report. Next news at 7:30. In view of current world events, KMPC will continue to interrupt its regular programming to bring you latest developments. This is Hugh Brundage, KMPC News.
This portion of Bubble Up's Drinkin' is brought to you by the friendly folks at
Bubble Up. Say, Mick, let's go to a party.
Sounds good to me.
Morris always says the only way to get Bubble Up is with an alarm clock.
Why do they call it the 8-bottle six-pack?
Because, my dear, 6 bottles of Bubble Up contain as much as 8 bottles of any other soft drink. It's like getting 2 king-size bottles free.
That's confusing. Why don't they just put it in 8 bottles?
I guess they didn't think you could count that high.
It is said, if the 8-bottle six-pack containeth more but costeth no more, what then of the dancing maiden?
If Penny Singleton married Terrence Stamp, she'd be Penny Stamp.
Next time, drinking will be brought to you by
Diet Bubble Up. Only 1 calorie a serving. How do we get off, Mick?
Why don't we bubble off to Shuffalo?
KMPC, Los Angeles.
Good morning, this is Jeff Edwards for Dick Whittinghill. It is June the 14th, and it's Friday.